Hello.
Hello, my name is Sharon, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm very angry. I don't know what company you work for, but they charged fraudulently on my card. And I've already reported it, but I'm going to give y'all a chance to remove whatever this is.
Okay, I'd be more than
Because when it
happy to.
popped up, it said through Kohl's that I had won something, and it said all I needed to pay was shipping, which was $5.74. So I paid that a week ago, and now today from your same company, I have a charge of $67.32. And I certainly would like to know what that is, but it certainly needs to be removed.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to look into that for you. Can I have your zip code, please?
It is 90824.
And your first and last name?
Sonia Urshad.
And Ms. Urshaw, can you verify your address for security purposes?
It's 4462 Continental Heights, apartment 416, Colorado Springs, Colorado.
All right, thank you. And I was able to locate an account under your name. So just bear with me while I try to pull up an account for you, your account for you. Okay, so just bear with me. I'm just waiting for everything to load up here.
And trust me, I know it's not your fault. I just shouldn't have believed what I was reading in the email I got.
I'm just waiting for everything to load up here, so just bear with me. Okay, so I do see where you did pay the $5.79. I mean 74 cents, I do apologize. Let me see exactly where.
Right. And at that time, they said it was for the shipping, that that's all I had to pay. So I thought, cool. And I was going to get some kind of like ceramic 5-quart pot or something. And I even read the reviews. It said other people, it worked for them and they got it. But I did not expect now this charge for $67. Like it doesn't even say what it's for.
Yeah. Okay. So, in all actuality, you was enrolled in a sweepstake when you paid the $5.74.
Okay, that's not what it said, but go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I do apologize for the misunderstanding, but you enrolled in a sweepstake for a chance of winning the pot, and then what ended up happening here is that you was enrolled to be charged, like you was charged, like you had been charged every month to re-enroll in the sweepstakes for $67.32.
Yeah, I don't want that. Please take that off.
Now, I'd be more than happy to go on to counseling for you so you will no longer be charged. And I also have a confirmation number for counseling that for you.
Okay, what is that?
The confirmation number. Just allow me one moment. I'm gonna pull it up for you.
And are they going to refund this charge that's already on there?
Now, what I can do as a one-time courtesy, offer you a 35% refund because unfortunately it's a valid charge and I'm really not able to refund it. But I can give you a 35% refund.
Okay, go ahead with that. But I mean, I'm still going to file a complaint because nowhere did it say anything about future charges. It literally said I was paying for shipping for something I already won.
Yeah, so what normally happens is it's in fine print, like when before you hit the submit button that you'll be charged this amount if you don't cancel it. But just let me one moment, I can go on and give you the confirmation number, which is C as in Charlie 263
Okay.
315-926.
Okay, and then you can put that credit on back on my card for the 35%?
Yes, ma'am, which you should receive within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Please enjoy the remainder of your day.
You too, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.